So Daniel McCauley, manager of Níomh Padraig Uisgehin and Muff. One of the biggest days of the year is on the horizon for you guys, Junior A final. What's it like now, just a couple of days out preparing for the big one?
All excitement. The excitement's mad, Oisin. As you can imagine, it's 6 years since we've been in a final. And in fairness now, the support has been great throughout the community. It's been a turbulent year. Great on the pitch, but we've had our ballers off the pitch. But now this has been a shining light. Really has been a shining light over the last month.
Yeah. And the thing about it too, that the fact that it's an all in his own derby with Cairn Donnell, it adds that extra sort of spice to it, doesn't it?
Oh, it does, definitely, because these two teams, the biggest majority of these players would have played in a lot of regional finals against each other, so we know each other inside out, and there will be that bit of spice to it because it's an Ashon derby, and I would expect the crowd to be massive.
Yeah. And this is the first time you met this year, isn't that right?
It is,
yeah. First you've played Division 2 and they've been in Division 3.
They've been in Division 3, we've been in Division 2, so it's the first time we've crossed swords, so we're looking forward to it.
Yeah. What about your championship campaign to date? Obviously, one defeat down there, that was against Níomh Alton. And was that the wake-up call for you, is to go, right, there's a bit more work to do here if we're going to try and get to the final?
Aye, the first game out against Urris, we weren't at our best. I know we were missing a few, and then we went up to Níomh Alton, and we were probably that bit complacent, but it was a real kick we needed. And we went back to the drawing board, and the following weekend we were out against Lufford, and the boys put everything to bed then over the next 2 weeks. But it was it's a shining light now, that defeat, because it's really spurred us on, like, and took the complacency out of it, you know.
You seem to be in the tougher group as well.
That's a hard one now. We probably would have. Mavol finalists last year, Níomh Alton put a big effort in this year. We probably would have been in the tougher group, but Convoy and Níomh Breed are no slouches either, you know. So it's unfair to say that to Cairn, you know. What it's a tougher group, I think.
Yeah, and listen, tell us about your group of players, because it's difficult for clubs at times to keep players at home and then to buy into all the effort that it takes, even at junior football now. But obviously when you get someone like Keelan McColgan, who's part of the inter-county setup, that all helps in the mix, doesn't it?
Look, our players have been great this year. Now we've worked a lot with them. There's three of them in Scotland and England now, but they come back, two of them come back every week for the games, and the ones in Dublin are all up at the weekends, and the training has been great. The numbers have been great at training every night. And then, as you say, when you've got the likes of Keelan on board there, there's a bit of excitement because Keelan brings that level above it. You just see what he brings to the group, and it's great. Like,
you probably played tougher sides, or sides maybe at a higher level in the league, because you were in Division 2. That might be something that could stand you in the long run, come the end of the day.
I would hope so. Like, you look, we took points of four Masters in Buncrana this year in the league away to four Masters and home to Buncrana, and they're the two teams topped and went out of Division 2 and the Division 1, and we beat our Dra, and we beat Clohanealy, we beat Narossa, so we've played good tight opposition. Like, we played Dunlow on a Friday night up there during the senior championship final, and 5 points defeat there, we suffered up there, you know, but it was a good game, so we've played tough opposition and we've acquitted ourselves well.
Yeah. And obviously Cairn Donagh, you know a lot about them. What sort of performance is it going to take to get over the Cairn men, because we mentioned that you obviously have Keelan, they've got some good quality players in the ranks. Obviously Conor O'Donnell's in there. So what's it going to take to get through it?
It's going to take a massive effort. We're going to have to be on our game the whole day, because Connor's not everything about Cairn. Like, you know, Connor doesn't play no league football. He's only played the last two games. They have some fine players. They've Dara Brown, they've Will Quinn, they've Ryan Kelly, they have Anthony Bushman, Keane the Bush, Fergal Newman. They have a host of good players. So there's more to them than Connor O'Donnell. Like, you know, so it just won't be Connor we'll be looking out for on Saturday afternoon.
Listen, you are a tight community down there in Muff, and you've also experienced your tragedy with Evan in recent weeks, but what would it mean to the parish and to all the followers of the club if you were to get over the line on Saturday?
It would mean an awful lot. You know, this championship run now, the our group of players has been that shining light, what's been needed throughout the parish. Like, you know, when it's gelled the community together, and the loss of someone like Evan, who's such a big character in our group up until last year, his last game was the game where beating penalties last year against Mavill in the semi-final for us, and to think now the final, what, he's not here, it's heartbreaking, it's devastating for us all, but we're going to carry his memory, and we hope that we'll get over the line now for him on Saturday, like, and his family, like, and if it can bring any shine any light on them at all, just by the victory on Saturday evening, it will mean the world. Like.
Okay. Many thanks for talking to us, and the best luck to you, Daniel.
Thanks very much, Oisin.